Praise the name of the Lord. I want to welcome you to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm just excited, and I pray that you are too, because we are blessed people because we have made the decision to let the Lord Jesus Christ be the Lord of our life. And I thank God as we get ready to enter into a time of worship and this night where we have set ourselves to have God influence us, that He is already here. You know what's so amazing is that we can never forget that the Bible says that the Lord goes before us. He's our rear guard. He's our front guard. You know, the greatness of God declares that we are never alone and we are never without His watchful eye upon us. Amen. I want to remind you that the Lord says that a sparrow can't fall to the ground without Him being aware. And how much more are you valued to God? Amen. So we're just going to enter into a time of worship. I thank each and every one of you for being here. And let's just press into the goodness of God. Amen. And let's just worship Him and let Him come in amongst us. You know, the Bible says where two or three are gathered in My name, He floods right into the midst of us. Amen. Praise God.
Days. mission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you, Lord. We want you. We cry out for you to come, Lord. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission, our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. We love you. We'll never stop. Can't live without you, Jesus. We love you. And we can't get.
More than anything else.
that you're enough. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy
hand clap of praise in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is worthy. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, and we were just talking earlier, a couple of us, about, you know, it just is a season.
Amen.
It's a season to stand.
Yes,
to
amen.
Stand and see the salvation of the Lord, to see the goodness of the Lord. Hmm. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to make a way around what's going on.
Amen.
You don't have to try to come up with anything.
Amen.
Your God is a good God, and he's already made a way for you to come through it, because he's already told us that many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he will deliver us out of every single one
amen.
Of them.
Amen, amen.
There is nothing God. We need to do in the realm of the natural to come up with anything other than to stay focused on him. Keep reading, keep praying, keep pushing in, keep pressing into him, and you're going to see that what the enemy has brought in
amen.
For our harm, God's going to turn around. It's going to be for our good. Amen?
Amen.
And it's going to be better than we ever imagined it
amen.
To be.
Amen.
It's going to be better than if we put our hands on it and try to make something happen.
Amen. Praise the
We're
Lord.
We're already seeing that with the building.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
Okay, so what do we got going on? So we have this Saturday.
Yeah, there's a couple things that we want to talk about concerning this Saturday. First of all, we want to keep Linda Miller and Jamie and Marie yes. Miller in prayer, as Linda lost her brother. And so they will be having a memorial service for that on Saturday. And so in the meantime, we also know that we have the Celebration of Life dinner for Sister Vicky.
Yes.
And that's going to be taking place for Sister Vicky and for Brother Carol. That will be taking place at the Eagles from 1 to 4 on Saturday. So thank you all who are able to go. Thank you for the investment. I know lots of people are doing things, preparing food and helping out for that time. So we want to make sure that we keep the family up in prayer, and that as many of us as possibly can would be there to be involved. And we just know that God is good. Amen.
All the time.
We know to know that God is with us on this journey called life.
Yes.
And the one thing we want to do is make sure that as quick as we can, we start it with God.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that throughout our life, we stay focused on the journey and that we finish with God.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Because that's what life is all about.
Yes.
And that's what God has done. And he's the great God that has created us and sets with us and does all those kinds of things. Amen.
Amen. Then Sunday after at 5:30 here at the church, it's the teens get together.
Yes,
and
meet, amen.
And that's going to be a great time.
Amen.
And then don't forget, February 14th and 15th is our XO Marriage Conference that we're going to live stream. We're going to, on the Friday the 14th, it's Valentine's Day, we're going to have a meal for you. We need you to sign up if you're going to be coming so we know how much
amen.
Food to make.
Amen.
And then the meal starts at 6:30.
Yep.
And then the conference starts at 8.
Amen.
It's not just for married people. It's
right.
About
marriage. I want to remind everybody that the conference is about marriage. And certainly for strong married couples who are already in the joy of the Lord, the conference is definitely for you. The conference is for single people. The conference is for anybody
who in the middle
wants
of
to
your
start
life.
Out fresh in the middle of a relationship, or some of you who are in between, or some of you who are just coming up to those types of things. Every part of God's word is something
yes.
for us to learn.
Amen.
And I want you to know that definitely the marriage covenant belongs to God.
Amen.
And the marriage covenant was part of the central part of family and people. And so definitely at any area of our life, any time of our life, it is good for us to partake
amen.
And learn. Amen?
Amen.
So,
so that will be on Friday night, and then Saturday we will start at 10 o'clock. We're not cooking a meal for that day. So 10
yeah.
o'clock on Saturday, come full. Unless we have leftovers, then you can eat leftovers. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it is going to be a good time in the Lord.
It's going to be a good time
amen.
In the Lord. Amen. And then you and I are getting ready to...
This is vacation time for us,
amen?
This
is our vacation season. It's about the time we go every year, so I'll be leaving on Saturday morning, flying out. Phil will be flying out on Monday, and so we'll be gone for a couple weeks, but Phil only one Sunday. You know how he is.
Amen. Praise God.
Thinks that you guys cannot make it without him for two Sundays. Candace says we can't.
Well, praise the Lord.
I'm
hallelujah.
Glad you can, because amen. I get a free Sunday there all by myself with Trish and Mark. Amen. I get to relax for a day without having to wait on him hand and foot.
You got a certified Pastor Phil babysitter.
You are. You're designated, Logan.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We need a certified. Yes. Look at Philip. Amen. Philip's even designating you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He's like, you.
Philip, you don't want that job. You don't want that job. You're out.
Philip's like, I've done it for 27 years. I'm out. I'm done.
I don't pay him enough.
Listen, you don't even come over. I don't even know what you're talking about. How can you babysit him when you don't come over?
Amen.
I have to babysit him.
Hallelujah.
So I get a 2-day break, and I should make you babysit him for 2 days.
He comes over briefly when and if he wants something. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
This is most of our, not all of our. He does come over and see us sometimes, but when he does, sometimes he leaves his car running, and he comes into the front door. Breaks to the kitchen, looks in our fridge, take whatever has made that's been fresh, and curves around, comes over and hugs me, and then leaves.
Amen.
He says he's living in the blessing.
Yep, he's just
praise the Lord, living
in
the blessing.
Babe. Amen.
And you know what? We love him enough that if we get to see him for that 5 seconds, he flashes through.
Amen.
We're glad to have him. And that's why his daddy makes extra food, so that he'll come over to the house and
absolutely.
Grab it.
Absolutely. Sometimes I got to make some food by faith, praise God, hoping he does come. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
I think that's all I've got, babe.
Is that all we have for right now?
Pretty sure.
Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we're going to let our children.
Linda and Jared flying.
Go. Oh, yeah. Please pray for Linda and Jared. As you know, Jared is our children's church pastor, and there is a conference that he gets to go to and that he participates in. Actually, it was down in Florida, and at this point, they request for him to come, and he's in a leadership role during that conference, and he's helping other churches and other children's church pastors, and it's a time for those leaders that flow into our youth to be fortified, to get ideas, and to be taught. So I know they've had a great week, but they are headed back this way, and they certainly miss being here with us. They love us, and we love them, and so we will be glad to have them back with us. Amen. So we're thanking God that they're coming back safe, and that's going to be a good process for everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I wanted you to know that I'm just thankful for each and every one of you. And I'm thankful for people who have made the Lord their God. Amen? And we're just going to take just a few minutes, and we're going to remember that here in the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I just want to spend a few minutes here because we know that the Bible says that that we have an opportunity to sow sparingly or bountifully, and that God will help us reap bountifully. But I want to just concentrate on something it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. And it says, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. You know, one thing that I want you to make sure that you purpose in your heart is that God is a good God. And that whenever he releases direction in his word, we've got to remember his eternal goodness. We've got to remember his love towards humanity. And that God only releases those things for us that will lead to life, goodness, and godliness. Amen? And that the Lord has created each and every one of us. You know, sometimes, and we're probably going to talk about this for a few minutes tonight, but God has created us with many giftings, callings, and purposes, and that he wants to be involved in every area of our life. And I think it's intriguing here that he says every person according as they would purpose in their heart, so let them give, not grudgingly or of necessity. So God wants your giving relationship towards him and the opportunity to be a tithe giver and an offer giver, and when you're giving into the things that you know that God has ordained, he wants you to number one, be purposeful in your giving. And to make sure that you have a confidence in God that it's not a grudgingly or a fear, you know, or like a need of God's approval on you. You're already approved of. You're already loved. God is just sharing this with you for the opportunity for him to join deeper into your journey, to make sure that he is your provider, to make sure that he touches every situation in your life, and for you to make sure that you have a joy or cheerfulness or trust or confidence in your opportunity to say, Lord, I take this action step of faith to let you know that my trust and my hope and my security is in who you are. That you are truly my provider. I may work here or work there, but in essence, God has provided a place for my gifts, my talents, and my purposes, and he is the one who I want to make sure is touching my life. Amen? So tonight, as we sit here and we give consideration to God and reverence, and we take these few moments for our opportunity to release our faith and give, then I just want you to know that our heart and we have a right to be purposeful and to be cheerful and to be trusting in full confidence with what God has us doing. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, God, that, Father, as we give, God, Lord, as we release our faith, God, as we purpose in our heart to give, God, that, God, you will make grace abound towards us, Father. Lord, your word says that you will help make everything abound to us that we would have for every good work, Father. We would have to do in life the things that you would have us to do. Father, you provide for us, you keep us, you protect to us, you add to us, God. Lord, your grace abounds in our life, Father. And Lord, we just take this time to honor you, to release our faith. And Lord, I thank you that as your word says, you rebuke the devourer on our behalf. And God, you bless us and you keep us. And we thank you for your goodness, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the Lord. Welcome everybody that's live streaming tonight, and if you're watching for the first time, we thank you, and also we want to welcome our first time visitors that are here with us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we are a little light in the house tonight, but that's irrelevant, isn't it? Because we know that God has us here, and we're praying for everybody that's a part of the family of faith that is not here tonight and cannot be with us. But I'm also wanting you to know that I'm extremely encouraged for each one of us that is here. You know, I thank God that the word says that where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of us. Amen? And before I step into some things, I'm going to talk about us being doers of the word. But before I step into that, I just want to take a few minutes to make sure that we understand this, that first of all, God says that when we gather in his name, he will be in the midst of us. You know, I need us to realize that we are, as it were, the apple of God's eye, that we are precious treasures, we are his children, and God is constantly aware of who we are, where we are, and he wants us to be together. You know, now, first of all, I think it's very important for us to understand that the Lord says, seek me and I will be found. But at the same time, he says in the multitude of counsel is wisdom. Amen. And that we are joined together not to be alone and not to try to journey by ourselves, but we are joined together to be together, to discover God and to trust him. Amen. And so I just want to open up the word tonight, and I want to remind us of some things here, because before we talk about being doers of the word, I want us to really gather the depths of what we are a part of. And it says here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. I want to remind us that as we get ready to talk about being doers of the word, that we have got to realize that God expects, as it were, to write on our heart or to make an impression in our heart by the word of God. Amen? As we sit here and we think about this, the Bible says this to us. So those shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. I want to remind each and every one of us that the Bible says that there is a way that seems right unto man, but it will lead to his destruction. Amen. And what we need to do is make sure that we don't lean into our own understanding, but in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow unto thy bones. I want to remind you as a Christian, listen, that the minute we have received the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he says that, hey, if you truly want to be my disciple, you're going to have to continue in my ways. And one of the greatest things we get to do when we come into relationship with God is I thank God that we get to trade in our wisdom. We get to trade in our life experiences. We get to trade in our worries. We get to trade in our fears. And we get to trade in the minuscule way that man does stuff. And we need to get, and we get the opportunity to be rejuvenated by God through his word to know how things really should be. See, in the middle of this, I want us to remember that God is almighty, amen? That he was before and he was and will always be. That the existence of God is eternal, is extraordinary, and that he is all-knowing. And when he gives us a direction, and when he takes time to reveal his word, and when he takes time to put things into words where man can understand, we need to reverence every word that God has spoken. It needs to be upon us to really give consideration to the awesomeness of God, to his love towards us, and there should be a reverencing, fearful as it was, respectful, honoring, desirous approach of us to go after God's word and to make sure that in life we do things his way. You know, I want to remind you here that in Proverbs 4, And Proverbs verse says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. And I think it's powerful for each of us to remember and know that God says that not only are we going to read his word, and not only will his spirit teach us his word, but in the release of God's wisdom, we will get understanding. You know, as you have discovered God, and I know that you're on the journey changing from glory to glory, but as your faith by hearing the word of God has grown, there's an understanding that comes upon us. And before we know it, as Christians, we know that we don't want to approach life on our own power. We know that we don't want to try to address every day of our life in our own strength. You know, it becomes upon us by the wisdom and the greatness and the kindness of God that he starts leading us to understand his way and his goodness. You know, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord our God is a good God. Amen? And taste and see the goodness of God, because he is coming into every situation of our life, and he is establishing and he's making certain that it is laid out for us that he is with us. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I want you to know that whether you recognize it or not, you started this journey of salvation, grace, and the goodness of God by being a doer. And I just want to remind us what the Bible says here in the middle of Romans chapter 8, and I want to begin to read in verse 8, and it says, but what saith the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I want you to know something, that we have got to remember that the way we became alive in Christ, the way we became born again, was that we heard the preaching of the gospel, we were witnessed to, and it was brought to our attention that God has created us and that we are in need of a Savior. And when we heard that, and when we received that, and when we grabbed a hold of that, in the middle of that, we opened up our heart to become a doer of the word. You know, the first time when we heard the story of Jesus, and each and every one of us said, Lord, I need you to be the Lord of my life. I believe that you are the Lord, and I receive you now. The minute this happens to us, then immediately we have got to see that there has been a pattern released for us to go by. You know, we were on the way. We were struggling, we were in fear, we were in doubt, we were in worry, we were in concern, and we had all these things going on that was not looking good, that was not turning out well, and thank God that God intervened and we humbly received him as Lord and Savior. And immediately, things began to change. Peace came. There was things that subsided in us, and there was things that we could grab a hold of, and we started seeing a difference that God had made in us. And in the middle of that, and when we discovered that, I want you to understand that at that moment, whether you recognize it or not, it was starting to be revealed to you what is both the expectation and the way that you get to grow in God. And I want to just remind you here that it says that confession was made unto salvation. And it says this, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Wow. You know, from the moment that we have believed on God, shame has started to be something that is leaving our life. From the moment we have believed on God, understand this, that you have stepped into the wisdom of the greatest authority and the discovery of life that man could have ever made. Amen? And from that moment, God is bringing you into the purposes and the destinies that he has for you. You know, I want to share with you just here that the Bible says here in the book of Romans, it says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon his name. And I want you to know something, that word rich is not just dealing with outward finances. Amen? In fact, when we really start to grab a hold of this, that we understand that the God is the God of all people, you know, the Lord is interested in bringing you peace, joy, and fulfillment in every aspect of your life. Amen? And God is speaking to us, letting us know that his ability is not limited towards us. Amen? It says that God is rich towards those who believe in him. And what that means is that there is a great abundance of life coming your way. You know, it's amazing to me because I want you to understand something. In the very fact that God breathed his breath into humanity, it should already be a reverence to you to understand that God released life into you in a different way than he did any other creation. You know, he spoke everything into existence, but when it came to man, he breathed life into us. That alone lets us know that there was a seed of God delivered into us that he has always intended to discover so that he can bring blessing into your life. Our Father in heaven is with us in great abundance. Amen? And I want to share with you that it says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. That means that when we rest in God, listen, there's going to be disappointment in life. There's going to be hardship in life, especially before we know God. But once we come to know him, the one thing we can understand is that in him, there's safety, there's peace, there's joy, and there is life. Amen? And the Bible says that there is life and life much more abundantly. Amen? So we want to make sure that we are open to the understanding that we started this journey with God by believing the word, believing the preaching of the name of Jesus, receiving him as our Lord and Savior, and upon that moment, being abundantly brought to life. And the Bible says here, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know that when we think about this, this is talking about our eternal life. It is talking about our eternal salvation. And that's one thing I want to remind you about, that we are on this journey in life. And that when we have challenges in this life, let's be stirred, let's get over those challenges, but let's also never lose sight of the fact that there is eternal life that is ahead of us, amen? And also, I want you to discover this, that when the Lord saves you, it's a journey of salvation, amen? And it's a journey of deliverance, and God is with you each and every aspect of your day and your life to help bring us into the fullness of who God has for us, amen? And so with that being said, I wanted to make sure that I laid out a foundation and laid some things out here so that we can get to the book of James. Amen? Hallelujah. And right here, I want to go to the book of James, and I want to just share something with you about how we are called to be doers of the word. And as we look right here in the Bible, it says to us in verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. You know, I want you to know that there is one God. And thank God that through Jesus, we have found the truth. Amen. And that our loving Father has bestowed his blessing upon us and he has revealed himself to us. You know, I think it's amazing for every one of us to recognize that God is the one who gave us life. Amen. God is the reason why we're here, and God is looking to bestow and to bring to pass everything he purposed for you to be a part of. You know, the Lord has great plans for you. You know, I want us to understand something, and I want to make sure that we see these things and we know these things, that in God's redemption for your life, he already had his mind on other people. Because I want you to know something, that if you will allow God to strengthen you and build you into who he's made you, and if you would become a doer of the word, you will be letting a light shine that's going to be a reservoir, a beacon to make room for other people. And this is what God believed about you from the beginning. You know, I want to remind us that the word of God says this: you didn't choose me. You chose me because I first loved you and because I chose you. You know, it is sometimes hard for us to remember that God has chosen us. And if we're not careful, the cares of the world can so overtake us that we will forget how important it is for us to be doers of the word, for us to adhere to what God has said, and to make sure that we are letting our heart be changed, letting ourselves become more sensitive to God, letting the nature of God overtake us. You know, there are those characteristics: long-suffering, peace, kindness, the fruits of the Spirit that come upon us as we begin to be doers of the Word of God. It says here, but will thou, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Now, I want to make sure that as we discover this and as we understand this, this scripture reads a little different than what you could get confused of and think. You know, there are religions out there and there are peoples out there that thinks that works means trying to keep a tally of what I've done to try to achieve God's approval. Well, let me tell you something. That's not the work that we're talking about here, because here's what I want you to know something. You're not trying to achieve God's approval. God already approved of you when, first of all, he gave breath to you, he gave life to you, and when he promised salvation to you and declared that he has a plan and a purpose for you. So we have to make sure that when we look at this, we understand that the Bible says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son from the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Well, you know how Abraham was called the friend of God? Because he was a man of prayer. He was a man of faith. He was a man of studying God's word and God's way of doing life. And when it talks about his works, it referenced Isaac, but what it really means, on a day-to-day basis, Abraham let God lead him through life. And see, what I want us to understand as Christians is the Bible says faith without works is dead. And here it says, you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. You know, first of all, when we first confess our faith, we believed in our heart and confessed and we were saved. But Jesus himself said that now that you believe, if you're truly going to be my disciple, continue in my word. You know, being a doer of the word and being a person that is a doer of works, first of all, I want to tell you something. That to be a doer, it means the person who does something. One who is a performer or a worker. Someone who takes action to accomplish. And so what I really want us to understand here is that when the Bible speaks here about being a doer, it says you see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You know what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And what this means is that we have got to know that when we hear something through the word of God, it needs to become a part of who we are. See, when it talks about faith without works is dead, listen to me. You are in a love relationship with your spouse, and you do things for them that would be considered work. But the reason you're doing them is because your action steps make a love relationship work. And so when we do things by faith, you understand that your works represent your trust in God. See, let me give you an example. Someone who is showing their works by faith is a person that when they go to their work job, they don't just consider it a job. They believe that by the grace of God, they've been given something to apply themselves to. And out of that application is going to come not just tithe and offering for themselves personally, but you know, I was even listening today and a Christian man said, oh, I get to work early so that I can pray. And he prays obviously for himself, but I'm certain that he prays for the job. He prays for the people that he works with. And he understands that he's going to practice his faith by his works. See, he understands that, hey, I'm on this journey, not just for myself, but if I'm touching other people's lives, then there is something for me to do. See, we need to be doers of the word. A doer of the word is someone who knows that within their family and within other people and with other people who they're touching their lives, they see that that person, just as themselves, has within them God potential. And a doer of the word will make sure that out of his love and his reverence for God, he will do what he can to make sure that his touch on others' people's lives is a reflection of the Lord. Amen? So I want to encourage you that make sure that at every moment you take the opportunity to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word, not just someone who knows things that God would expect, but make sure that you reverently in your relationship with God are doing those things that you know would be a requirement from the Lord. Amen? I also want you to know that as you're going about this life, the work of God is beyond just being a part of the church. And even though we worship tonight and we're hearing the preaching of the word, you know, I want you to know that God has purposed you to be involved in things. He's purposed us with destinies where we are going to be working amongst people. And within those destinies and in those vocations, always understand this, that you are there to make sure that you are a doer of the word of God. Amen? Because how you are living your life and how you have your heart open to be a doer of the word is going to bring life to other people. Amen? Your light is going to shine. Your light is going to touch their life. And you are going to discover God. And you are going to discover his blessings. And you're going to discover who you are. Amen? So let's make sure that we are doers of the word. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank you for being here. Let me say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen each and every one of us, God. Help us, God, to be doers of the word. Father, with that being said, Lord, I pray that you reveal your word to us, God. Lord, that as we read, as we study, as we seek you, you will be found of us, God. You will give us wisdom. You will give us understanding. Lord, I thank you and I remind us each that your ways are above our ways. Your thoughts are above our thoughts. But what's so powerful about it, God, is that the minute we come into relationship with you, you says that we can reach towards you and you will help us have your thoughts and have your ways and do things in relationship with you, God. Lord, I thank you that the works we do are not something that we're doing to try to achieve a position or try to achieve approval. But the works we do are out of a love relationship whereby it just becomes who we are to have the divine nature and to have your presence working in our lives, God. Now, Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your love and your mercy in our life. And God, we set ourselves to be doers, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you.